The King's Stewards, Preschool, Part 3. "Well, I better get to work," yawned Otar. He opened his booklet of instructions. The lists inside were way too long. "This is just too much," Otar sighed. He grumbled as he swept a few of the rooms, but didn't bother to get all the corners and edges, thinking, "No one will see, so who cares?" Finally, the day came to an end, and Otar couldn't wait to go to bed. "Tomorrow will be just as boring and tiring as today," he whined. As he headed towards his room, he saw his friend Bagpipin.
"Why the grumpy face, Otar?" asked Bagpipin.
"The king wants me to keep his castle beautiful while he's away, but it's just too much work," said Otar, holding his list. "I wish he would have given me something more fun to do."
Bagpipin smiled and said, "Let's take a look at that list."
They sat down together, and Bagpipin said cheerfully, "I think I can help. You have a long list of 100 chores to do. Let's divide that up into shorter lists. Do you think you can do 10 chores each day?"
"Well, yes," said Otar. "That sounds much easier."
After making smaller lists, Otar still looked unhappy.
"Thanks, Bagpipin, but I still don't feel this job as important as Joan's or Salutis's."
"How do you think the king would feel if he came back to a run-down, weed-filled home?" asked Bagpipin.
"He would probably be upset," Otar responded.
"But what if he came home to the cleanest, best-kept castle he had ever seen? How do you think that would make him feel?"
A light came to Otar's eyes. "I bet he would be very pleased with me for doing such a great job."
"I think so, too," smiled Bagpipin as he left the room.
The next morning, Otar woke with excitement. "I'm going to improve this castle so much that the king won't even recognize it." Every day, Otar completed 10 chores, but he didn't stop there. He created new gardens with sweet-scented flowers all around the castle. He had old wooden floors replaced with rare and beautiful wood from far-off lands. He shined all the silver and gold utensils, and he even made new royal robes for the king to wear when he returned. The castle was transformed into a stunning palace of magnificent beauty. It was truly a home worthy of the king. Otar couldn't wait until the king returned to see how majestic his castle had become.